Blackus, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Today, now, momentum, we use it a lot of time in sports. Oh, they scored the goal, now they got momentum. And, you know, it kind of goes back and forth. And now, in working out, we can talk about momentum as well and whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing. Is it a friend or a foe? And I guess let's first of all explain what, you know, no momentum exercise is to exercise using momentum.
Yeah. So basically, momentum would refer to after you've initiated a muscular contraction and you moved an object or your body in the path that you were contracting. After that force has been contracted, you're going to be moving a certain distance. If you want the next force to continue on that distance, momentum plays a big role in efficiency so that your muscles aren't being overloaded and that the momentum of your body weight against through a field of gravity or against gravity continues forward. So it's kind of like running. When you run, you're always trying to lean forward slightly, and whatever step you take, whenever you contract, you make contact with the ground, your glute contracts, your body goes forward, you're almost falling forward, and your next step is basically the momentum of your body falling forward, and it continues the repetitions of your legs turning over. So, for example, some exercises, like in weightlifting, especially specifically Olympic lifting.
Okay.
So when you do the snatch or the clean and jerk, those guys, they're not just picking it up from the ground with their legs and their arms and pushing it over their head, just muscling it up. They're using explosive power and creating the momentum upwards and getting underneath that bar to finish the movement. They would never be able just to, in a controlled fashion, just pick it off the ground and push it over their head if it was the max loads that they use when they're competing. So an example of a no momentum exercise would be more like rehab. So for example, if you're trying to work your rotator cuff muscle because you tore it, you just had surgery, that kind of thing, you would keep your elbow nice and close beside your body. You'd have some tubing or something like that attached to something. And in a controlled fashion, you would only want your rotator cuff muscle to do a controlled external rotation of the tubing so that those muscles are the only ones that get work. If your body started twisting and moving around, then you'd be taking away from the specific area you wanted it to target.
Yeah. Okay. So let's then talk about kind of the pros and cons of momentum. What are the pros, first of all?
Yeah, the pros of momentum exercises is that they're very efficient. So what you'd want to do is if you're playing some kind of sport, every sport involves some kind of momentum. If you have to like muscle your way through everything, it's very inefficient. So a good skater and a good skating stride with good efficient contraction of the muscles from the ankle, the knee, to the hip, and having a strong core, if they're all working together, they create momentum of you going forward. So you don't have to work as hard to perform that action. So it's very efficient is what the purpose of momentum is. No momentum exercise is very inefficient. So it's the complete opposite, but sometimes you want inefficiency. So because you're trying to get only specific muscles, maybe they're weaker and they need to catch up with the other muscles in your body that might be stronger so that they don't get hurt or injured in the kinetic chain of movement. So like, for example, like a rotator cuff muscle, you want to make sure those rotator cuff muscles are strong, especially if you're going to try to do heavy over-the-head shoulder presses. So you need to have good, the rotator cuff stabilizes the shoulder in all planes of movement. So if you don't have stability, pushing heavy load over top of your head is not a great idea.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. So then what are the cons?
The cons of momentum would be if you're trying to target a specific muscle group. So say, for example, you're doing a bicep curl and you want your bicep to get bigger and stronger. That's your goal. You don't want to use momentum in that case because then you're using other muscle groups to do the work of the bicep muscle. So if you're swinging your back and forth like that, you're using your lower back muscles to get the weight up. So if your goal is to work the bicep, lighten the load, make the bicep do the work rather than try to get other muscles to do the work for you. So it depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to isolate a specific part and make it bigger and stronger to catch up so that it's not the weak link, then you don't want to use a lot of momentum. If your goal is to create efficient movement so that you're performing whatever activity as best as possible, So it's, you're saving energy, then you want to use momentum as long as it's perfectly controlled.
So basically it's from a shoulder press to a push press, right? Like if you're doing a shoulder press, which is just straight up above, you know, you try not to move. And then suddenly if it gets, you want to keep going in and have maybe a little bit more explosiveness or heavier, you then use a little momentum by, you know, bending your knees and bringing it up that way.
No, exactly. So a push press, because you can use the momentum force generated through your legs and your hips, through your core, you can drive that energy upward, and then your shoulders don't have to struggle as much to get the weight up there. Or you can use quite a bit more load that way too. So both are good exercises. It depends kind of what you want to do.
Paul Blackis from Custom Fit joins us. So I guess my question is, ultimately, if you're training, do you want to incorporate both?
Yeah, you'd want to do both. At first, I would say you'd want to make sure, you know, you have good stability and control of the movement. So maybe you focus on kind of less momentum exercises. But then as you become, you know, more efficient with your body and you have good body awareness, then you want to do movements that require momentum and different planes of motion nice and quickly with as heavy load as possible that you can control. That's the ultimate goal. So you think about the things that are difficult with your body. When you play sports, you have to move your body quickly through resistance, through a field of gravity, whether it's playing football or hockey or whatever. Being quicker and being faster and being efficient is always more beneficial. So you want to do things with momentum, with lots of weight and lots of speed. That's the goal to get to, but you want to make sure you progress properly beforehand so you don't hurt yourself, because that is the highest risk of injury when you do those kind of movements.
Paul, great stuff, man. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good day.